MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Johannesburg's electricity crisis may now be feeding a criminal economy. A Daily Maverick investigation details allegations that infrastructure is now being deliberately sabotaged, components stolen, and desperate residents then pressured to pay private operators to have their power restored. Now, is this simply opportunistic crime or an organized racket exploiting the collapse of city power? Someone who's done excellent work in that respect, investigative journalist at the Daily Maverick, Anna Cox, welcome to you. So, is the sense here that infrastructure is being deliberately broken so residents can be charged to have it repaired? If that's the case, it's outrageous.
Yes, Jeremy, it's quite serious. I think it's a bit of both. I think you're getting the odd person, like we got a video of somebody tearing a cable off a pole and then going to residents and asking for 3,000 rand to restore the electricity. And then I think subcontractors are actually stealing breakers to go and fix people's outages from places where outages have not in fact happened. So they're making a quick buck on the side. These are contractors who know what they're doing because they steal the breakers, they're deliberate parts that they know what they're doing.
So it would beg the question, Anna, how these contractors or syndicates would know which areas are vulnerable and which residents may be willing to play or to pay up.
Well, CPower's got an open website as to where the outages are, so it's fairly easy to access. And then, of course, if you just drive around at night, you can see the areas where the outages are happening.
Who are the people then allegedly collecting the money from the residents? Have you done any work in that respect?
Well, it's the contractors or so-called city power officials. Again, the police can't investigate because unless they're caught doing it, it's very difficult to prosecute. But residents are being approached by people who are saying they're city power officials, whether they are or not is another story, and they say they're contractors to city power. And again, they carry city power badges. So again, it's very difficult to prove who is real and who's not real.
So
that's where the residents are in a dilemma.
What are people paying for then, Anna? Is it an illegal connection? Would it be a faster repair? Or simply, as that video that you referenced showed, the restoration of a service that they already fund?
It's usually a restoration because people are desperate, completely desperate. I'm currently sitting without power for 4 days and I'm on the verge that I would actually like to pay somebody to restore my electricity. The people are desperate and these contractors or fake city power officials are capitalizing on that and asking residents for up to 1,500 rand to restore. I've got a recording which we're busy cleaning up saying the guy's offering to pay 500 rand and this contractor is saying no, he wants 1,200 rand because he needs to go and get a breaker, he said.
And what would happen to residents or communities who say, no, enough is enough and refuse to pay? Has that happened, do you know?
Yes, then you sit without electricity until the city at its own time decides to come and fix the fault.
So it's understandable then that residents would approach private operators instead of reporting demands to the police because, as you've just referenced, you simply want to switch the light on or put a kettle on.
Correct. You know, you're saving money ultimately. You're not losing stuff from your fridge. And you're desperate, you want a hot bath, you say, here's just 1,500 rand, please reconnect me.
Anna, how widespread do you think this practice is across Johannesburg, which is seemingly on its knees in this respect anyway?
It's increasing. I'm getting daily complaints about this. It's right across Joburg, from the eastern suburbs to the northern suburbs, to Alexandra, to the areas where it is supplied by city power. It's very common and it's growing because it's an easy target.
And as that video shows, quite brazen.
Absolutely. That was daylight.
So,
and the cameras around and they don't seem to care.
So, Anna Cox, when you put this to city power and the specific evidence and clearer evidence you cannot get, better evidence than from the video that we've seen and that was posted on the Daily Maverick website, what sort of response do you get?
They throw their hands up and say, give us evidence, tell us the time and place, and then you've got to file a police report, and then they've got to go and investigate. So, I mean, it's going to take months to investigate. Unless there's absolute evidence, you don't know who the guy is, he's somebody off the street, how are you going to prove who he is?
So, to the best of your knowledge, disciplinary proceedings, contract cancellations, arrests, you don't know whether that has happened or not?
It has not happened, no. Because nobody's prepared to come forward with any evidence. They're obviously scared because if somebody comes to try and bribe you, you know, they know where you live. So residents are petrified. They're not going to go and say they've paid a bribe to so-and-so because they will become targets.
So patently obvious, the city's operational collapse or city power's operational collapse is now creating a viable market in which these criminals thrive.
Correct. Correct. And as I say, it all boils down to the desperation of residents who are sitting without power. We've had people reporting power outages for up to a month.
Mm. Anna, what will need to change then to break the cycle of sabotage?
Well, we're back to the question of money, which the city doesn't have. They need to obviously invest a lot of money in improving the infrastructure and maintaining it, which they haven't done for years. And once the infrastructure's up and going, obviously, things should work normally.
Anna Cox, investigative journalist at the Daily Maverick, thank you very much indeed. It really is a stark picture of what is happening in the city of Johannesburg. Appreciate your time today. Thank you.